The views expressed on The Final Straw Radio do not necessarily reflect those of Asheville FM, Friends of Community Radio, or any of the affiliate radio stations airing the show. You're listening to WSFMLP 103.3 FM in Asheville, North Carolina. This is The Final Straw, and I'm William Goodenough. The show can also be heard on KWTF in Bodega Bay, California, KOWA in Olympia, Washington, and WCRS in Columbus, Ohio. The show will later be archived at thefinalstrawradio.noblogs.org, and you can email us with questions or suggestions at thefinalstrawradio@riseup.net. Also, if you're interested in rebroadcasting any episode or segment of the show, you're free to do so. Just send us an email so we know you're out there. If you care to, you can send us letters at The Final Straw, care of Asheville FM, 864 Haywood Road, Asheville, North Carolina, 28806. This show is brought to you by Firestorm Books and Coffee. Located at 610 Haywood Road, Firestorm Books and Coffee is a worker-owned cooperative in Asheville specializing in offbeat, underground, and independent literature. You can find a sample of Firestorm's catalog of books and zines, plus a full calendar of events at their website, firestorm.coop. This week on the show, we decided to take a musical interlude, and I thought we would try something slightly different from what we normally do. Since it's getting all autumnal and Halloween-y, it seemed appropriate to settle in with some tunes that reflect that mood and perhaps get a little spooky. What I'm trying to say is that I went through and found anarchistic, anti-fascist, anti-racist, goth, dark wave, and cold wave mostly, some of which may not be explicitly those things, but are at the very least liked by anarchists, anti-fascists, and anti-racists. A huge shout out to Margaret Killjoy, who generously collaborated with me on this playlist. Check out their publication, Graceless, a Journal of the Radical Gothic, for more information on matters anarcho-goth. Here's our show today, and I hope you enjoy it. But first, here are some words from anarchist prisoner Sean Swain.
Clowns. Clowns are taking down civilization. Now, to be clear here, I'm not talking about the clowns in Congress or the clowns at the Pentagon or any of the other clowns who assume the right to rule us and do it badly. I'm talking about clown clowns. The pancake makeup, red nose, and big shoe variety. You know, yut, not, noddle, noddle, not, not, nana. See, all around the Cincinnati area, there have been an epidemic of what the police and the news media are referring to as creepy clowns. According to the news coverage, there are creepy clowns all over town, walking around and looking scary. There have been dozens of calls to the police to report these creepy clowns. One of those people claimed to see a creepy clown following her, and she started walking faster, only to see that the creepy clown was walking faster. Then she ran. When she took off running, the creepy clown also started running. So she ran into her home and called 911. I'm not making this up. I swear I'm not. As I said, the police have been called numerous times. One of the cops investigating this outbreak of creepy clowns was interviewed in front of a map on a wall that had pins with multicolored heads on them, indicating all of the locations where creepy clowns have been encountered in the greater Cincinnati area. While I'm no creepy clown expert, according to that map, I would have to guess that there are possibly dozens or even hundreds of creepy clowns strolling around Cincinnati causing havoc. As the police officer explained, this creepy clown business is a real crisis and could be downright dangerous. The officer said that people could be scared by creepy clowns and run from them and fall down and hurt themselves. Police indicated that when they responded to one sighting, they pursued a suspected clown, but he got away. I don't know if this is accurate or not, but I imagine him riding a unicycle. The clown, I mean, not the cop. The news report then went to interview a real clown, a clown that does children's parties. This clown represented the innocuous clowns, it seems, who are not bringing the world to the brink of chaos. This innocuous clown completely denounced the creepy clowns and reiterated the point that creepy clowns are dangerous. The innocuous clown, consistent with his role as an apologist for law and order, did a call out right on the news, appealing to the creepy clowns to end their reign of terror and to stop giving good clowns a bad name. The news story then cut back to the police, and one of the cops said that they were enforcing a zero-tolerance policy for creepy clowns. That was a couple days ago. Today on the news, it was reported that a creepy clown was spotted near a school, and the school was subsequently shut down for the entire day. I swear I'm not making this up. I suspect if you Google creepy clowns, or whatever it is that you do, you'll get links to a whole host of news coverage. News coverage that will describe the state of absolute panic and hysteria created by creepy clowns around the Cincinnati area. Now, far be it for me to be the voice of reason and save civilization from its irrational response to absolutely nothing. But what in the hell is going on here? What could possibly be dangerous about some goofball walking around dressed as a clown, however creepy, whatever that means? And what in the world could be criminal about it? If you get arrested as a creepy clown, couldn't you go to court and raise the defense that you're really an innocuous clown, just having a really bad purple hair day? And if you dress up as a clown and other people run from you and get hurt, how are you in the least bit responsible for what they did? If we respond to seeing creepy clowns by asking, "Hey Bob, how's the wife and kids?" doesn't that pretty much solve the whole danger situation? So having said that, I have to ask you to keep this just between us. Don't let it get around that creepy clowns are not a crisis. We don't want the hierarch wackadoodles to figure it out. Instead, think of this as a call-out, an invitation to all of the machete-wielding cannibal swaniacs out there to put down those ineffective Molotov cocktails and the phone you've been using to call in those useless bomb threats, and instead, dress up as clowns and converge on all of the fixtures of civilization. If the sighting of a creepy clown can shut down a school, it can shut down all of the schools, permanently. If one creepy clown can shut down a school, why not a military base? Imagine the Army getting canceled because of a creepy clown sighting. Better yet, converge on state houses and courtrooms, police stations. All the institutions of civilization need to get creepy clowned. Our liberation comes not through violence or through fire, but through purple hair, floppy shoes, and lapel flowers that shoot water. We own the future, honk honk. This is anarchist clown Sean Swain from Warren Correctional in Lebanon, Ohio. If you're riding around with 12 friends in a little red car, you are the resistance.
You can write to Sean Swain at Sean Swain, 243-205, Warren, CI, P.O. Box 120, 5787 State Route 63, Lebanon, Ohio, 45036. For updates on his situation, his bid for U.S. president in 2016, and more writings by Sean can be found at seanswain.org. Before the music, I'd like to announce that this week, October 15th through 22nd, marks the week of renewed action for the prison strike. This is a struggle which is still very much alive and flourishing, and it is so, so important for folks who are putting their lives, safeties, and sanities on the line to not feel abandoned or alone. On that tip, there is an all-day letter-writing event happening today in downtown Asheville's Pritchard Park until 6 p.m. if you're listening live here. There will be food provided by Food Not Bombs, and it is asked that folks bring any stamps that they can get their hands on. This event will specifically include information on how to write to those most affected by the prison strike. Let's show folks that we have their backs. Okay, to start off with, we have the track La Fin du Jour, which is The End of the Day, by Existe off their 2016 release Esprit Sensible, Monde Fragile, I think. Next will be Anna Tijoux with Todo lo Sólido se Desvanece en el Aire off her 2014 release Vengo. Next up, we'll hear Rosa Apatrida with Turn to Dust off of Antifascist Dark Wave, which came out in 2015. Thank you.
Les animaux sont évanouis. Les fleurs ont mûri. Le monde va chier. C'est
sería este mundo sin capital, donde la humanidad fuera fundamental, donde todos fuéramos iguales, universal, sin patrones ni amos, ni el nuevo orden mundial. ¿Cómo sería este mundo sin capital, donde la vida fuera lo más elemental, sin patrones ni amos, ni tu nuevo orden mundial, y sin tu fuerza policial? En el aire, toda materia se deshace en un solo instante. Todo lo devora, todo se desploma. Se cae a pedazos como el imperio de Roma. No hay forma alguna de tener equilibrio si la balanza ha caído y nos ha sostenido. A quien no trabaja para la maquinaria, para quien no procede, no produce o no paga. Pasa en la calle y pasa en tu casa. Pasa todo, pero todo se rebalsa y pasa sin desprecio, destruye con el miedo a quien se levanta y lo apunta con el dedo. Plagado de amor, sopla un viento fugaz como una señal de este ideal. Nada ni nadie podrá quitar este palpitar para impulsar. Nadie nos podrá borrar este gran soñar, este fuego que llevamos a dar.
Yeah. Everybody is moving. All that's left to want is one good reason this to be left to die.
That was Written in Red by Unwoman off of The Fires I Set, the words to which are a Voltairine de Cleyre poem. Before that was, I'm sorry, Der Erscheinungen Flucht by Rome off of Masse Mensche Material. Next we'll hear Smog with Empires, then Linnea Aspera with Malaron. Then Agnostic Prey, that's P-R-A-Y, with Liberation. I should mention that all these are super available on the Beast, I mean the internet, the Bandcamps and the YouTubes and the so on.
Suitkitchens to the EDM, impoverished boardrooms. Yeah! knocking on my door. Can't you see I got no money? I can't give no more. Yeah, landlord's banging, try one more time. You can knock the damn door down, but you ain't gonna get a dime.
In reverse order, we are hearing Ensayo sobre la Ubiquidad by Trenchfoot off their self-titled release, which came out this year. Before that was $10 Bill by Cop Shoot Cop, and before that was Bauhaus with Double Dare. A full playlist of this show can be found by visiting ashevillefm.org/the-final-straw and looking under today's date, which is the 16th of October. Stay tuned next week for a conversation with Central PA Antifa about the fast-approaching resistance to a National Socialist Movement rally. They are essentially neo-Nazis in Harrisburg, PA, which is occurring on November 5th. We'll talk about anti-fascist organizing in PA, some history of the place, and what folks can expect to go down on the 5th of November. Thanks for listening. You're listening to WSFM LP 103.3 FM in Asheville, North Carolina. This is The Final Straw, and I'm William Goodenough. The show can also be heard on KWTF in Bodega Bay, California, KOWA in Olympia, Washington, and WCRS in Columbus, Ohio. The show will later be archived at thefinalstrawradio.noblogs.org, and you can email us with questions or suggestions at thefinalstrawradio@riseup.net. Also, if you're interested in rebroadcasting any episode or segment of the show, you're free to do so. Just send us an email so we know you're out there. If you care to, you can send us letters at The Final Straw, care of Asheville FM, 864 Haywood Road, Asheville, North Carolina, 28806. This show is brought to you by Firestorm Books and Coffee. Located at 610 Haywood Road, Firestorm Books and Coffee is a worker-owned cooperative in Asheville specializing in offbeat, underground, and independent literature. You can find a sample of Firestorm's catalog of books and zines, plus a full calendar of events at their website, firestorm.coop.